And this is a dictation for Cecily Tillman, C-E-C-I-L-Y-T-I-L-L-M-A-N. Cecily Tillman, date of birth is 6-7-1990. Date of accident is 10-18-2022. And date of birth is 6-7-1990. Date of service will be 1-4-2022. The patient, Cecily Tillman, is a victim of an automobile accident as follows. She was traveling on a bike and she came under a car. I apologize. Let me redo it. Her accident occurred on 10-18-2022. She was involved in an accident as follows. On Southfield Road and 10 miles, it was very congested and the car in front moved to the left turning lane. And another car behind her came on a high speed and rear-ended her car. And then she also hit a car in front. The impact caused her severe injury to her neck, whiplash, and she hit her head into the steering wheel, then to headrest, leading to a constant headache with the ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, as well as severe pain in the neck around 8, pain in the right arm around 8, and lower back pain around 8, with radiation to the right leg on the medial aspect. She denied any weakness of the left arm or of the arms or the legs. She is able to walk half a block. She can sit okay, stand okay, and sleep for 7 to 8 hours. The subsequent therapy was started with a conservative treatment, and she has been provided with the MRIs, which showed that right shoulder MRI, where the pain was, there was no evidence of full thickness here. And all the rotator cuffs are all okay. And all the long-haired biceps is intact. The lumbar spine MRI showed a completely normal MRI. There was no evidence of any significant spinal trauma. The MRI for the cervical spine, however, showed a broad-based herniated disc at C5-6, leading to a posterior disc herniation without any evidence of spinal canal or neural foramina narrowing. And the patient has been having a subsequent recovery. She's doing very well with the therapy and all. And pain today, she complains, is around 8 in the neck, mid-back, and lower back. The pain in the right shoulder is around 5. Headaches are also 5. Severe anxiety is present. Antivert and prednisone have been advised and discussed with her. So ADLs are affected around 8. The patient reports that her general activity, mood, walking ability, work, and relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 8. And then 80% relief to 90% relief has been obtained from the car accident time on 10-18-2022 as compared today. Due to the pain medication procedure, she has had one cervical epidural injection treatment, and so far she has been coming along good. In the system review, patient suffers from vision disturbance, headache, dizziness, and vertigo. Ear ringing, fainting, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus. Moderate anxiety, depression is reported. No panic, no PTSD, no nightmares, but there is a loss of memory and current fatigue. In the pain and numbness, patient reports there is a stiffness of the neck, shoulder stiffness, lower back stiffness, jaw pain stiffness, limited range of motions. and patient has severe numbness, nerve pain, sciatica, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck and shoulder pain, wrist pain, hand pain, knee pain, ankle and foot pain. And they must be on the right side. And then in GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain are reported. And then in GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, throat bleeding, chest pain, cough and shortness, breath reporting. And last, 30-day patient reports that her pain is now lately worsened and not improved. Also, there are no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma, current pain, medications remain the same. Plan of care is that the patient does not use any substance abuse. She has been recommended to try marijuana for further pain relief for long term. Compliance history, fully compliance to the patient for controlled drugs. The patient's vital signs are as follows. The blood pressure is 104 over 70, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. As for the exam, is from previous visit, which is visit. This is 12-1-2022, dictation number is 1201-041. The diagnosis also remains the same. And the plan of care is to continue all the medications, all the therapy, and medications are continuing. And she remains disabled for the work. And attended care has been added because she is unable to use her shoulder. The patient reports that patient is advised naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory. Prednisone 10 milligram a morning with food is advised for further anti-inflammatory effect, along with acephate 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Antivirus 25 milligram 1 or 2 every 6 hours is provided with one refill. Neurontin is provided 600 mg every 8 hours for further help with the neuropathy as well as for the headache relief. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hours, PRN 75 tablets are provided for headache relief. Norco 7.5 mg 325 per daily, once a day PRN, this is for pain, further pain relief is provided. All the MRIs have been discussed at length with the patient. And for anxiety, we go ahead and discuss with the antivert role for losing balance and dizziness, and also heart oxygen. She's referred to a neurologist, also of her choice, and we have ordered a back brace for her. Oh, sorry, we discontinued the back brace, but she has not even obtained the neck brace and the cane from there. So it is not working out for her. Our therapist wanted to give this DM, but it has never happened. She was also referred to Dr. Louis Redden, spine specialist, who has not even bothered to give an appointment to her. And hence, she is still not done well medically, that I expected. And overall, we hope that the patient will do well. Thank you.